Good morning, students. Ode on a Grecian Urn by John Keats. John Keats' life period was between 1795 and 1821, is considered to be the most typical representative of romantic poetry. He was a son of a stable keeper. He educated himself and drew inspiration from Spenser and Chapman. Though he completed a diploma course in medicine and was apprenticed to a surgeon, he left medicine to become a poet. But his early poems met with harsh criticism. The early loss of his parents and his brother, a frustrated love affair, and his failing health made his life miserable. During the last agonizing stages of tuberculosis, he moved to Italy for better climate, but died in Rome in the next year. Among his great poems of Endymion, an allegorical tale of Endymion's love for the goddess of moon, Isabella, The Eve of Saint Agnes, Ode to Autumn, Ode to a Nightingale, Ode to Psyche, and Ode on Melancholy, all published in 1820, in the richness of imagination and beauty of thought, the poems of John Keats have scarcely been surpassed. In its sensuousness and in the richness of diction, his poetry surprises by a fine excess. He has indeed loaded every word with maximum beauty and meaning. He drew his inspiration from ancient Greek art and culture, and from medieval romance with its color, smell, and magic mystery. He is a poet of beauty and the poet of the senses. He believed that beauty is truth and truth beauty. He is the inheritor of the unfulfilled renown. He is as Matthew Arnold endorsed, he is with Shakespeare. And coming to the poem, Ode on a Grecian Urn, it depicts the relationship between art and life, the meaning of art in life. Keats must have seen the Elgin marbles brought from Athens to the British Museum in the year 1816. Critics are of the opinion that the poem was not inspired by any single urn. Keats unifies in the Grecian urn all the beauty he has seen in the number of vases in the British Museum. As he describes the scene and figures painted on the urn and realizes their beauty, Keats is led to reflect on human life in general and comes to the conclusion that there is nothing worthwhile in this world except beauty. And let us see how Keats has described the urn and its engravings. The Grecian urn is compared to a bride which has not been spoilt or aged. The urn shares the qualities of silence and slow time. Therefore, it is called the foster child of silence and slow time. It is like a historian who captures and narrates the history of the countryside. It carries the images of men who are made immortal through their presence on the urn. The melodist in the urn pipes some melodies. These tunes are unheard, but they are addressed to the spirit. The fair youth who runs near the beloved will always remain in the same posture and will not be able to reach her. The trees in the urn will forever be young and cannot shed their leaves. The paintings in the urn will remain the same. The urn also carries an engravings of a religious scene where a mysterious priest is leading a heifer for a prayer. The procession takes place in a town where the trees and buildings are empty. The next picture is the religious scene in which a priest leads a heifer for a sacrificial prayer. The procession is led in empty streets. The streets are empty and nobody can tell why they are empty and when the people will come back. The pictures are guidance for the eternal nature of the Grecian urn. The Grecian urn is a representative of eternity. It teaches mankind due to its permanence. It seems to tell mankind beauty is truth and truth beauty. Thank you.